Hi, Blake.
Hi, it's Needy Medina. I'm sorry, I was in a meeting.
That's fine.
Is this still a good time for you?
Yeah, now's a great time.
Okay, perfect. So I know you had mentioned when we spoke last week that I believe you, correct me if I'm wrong, you mentioned that your dad was going to be paying for it?
Yes. Yeah, I'm here
okay.
too.
Okay, hi. With dad's name, I'm sorry. Hi there.
All right, Dr. Turpo.
Very nice to meet you. Okay, so did Blake kind of go over with you everything regarding the program, what packages we were offering?
No, I didn't go over the packages.
Okay. Blake, did you want me to go over with both of you the packages that we had discussed?
Yes.
Okay.
What's your name again?
My name is Nadine Medina.
Nadine? Okay. Nadine.
Yeah. Okay.
Let me tell you a little bit what we're interested in, and maybe that might influence what you share with me.
No, I told her.
Okay.
Well, you can go ahead.
All right. He said he already told you.
Yeah, he's an insurance broker, right? It's an internship, correct?
If I'm
not mistaken.
So we're only talking about 3 months at first to see how it works.
Okay. Absolutely. So the two packages that we had gone over, and I'll go over both of them with you as well. So we have the package that is the local only. Now, the package with the local only, you're looking at $199 a month. It does come with a $99 setup fee, which is to cover the programming. Okay? So the initial investment for that one to get started would be $298. And then every month after that would just be the $199 a month. There's no, like, taxes or hidden charges, nothing like that. What that is going to include is we would be creating a listing for him, a profile page that will be optimized to the first page of Google in the local map section. Okay. Now, anytime when someone's searching, let's say life insurance, accidental, you know, health insurance, there's a number of keyword and keyword phrases, right? So we'll make sure that he's found there within his local area. And when we're talking local area, what we're talking about is Google will have them PIN verified in the zip code, right, from the address that you guys provide. The address will not show on Google. We make sure that the address is hidden. And it's going to cover about a 20-mile radius. So it's like drawing a circle 20 miles around you and throwing a blanket over it, right? So anyone searching within those 20 miles for those particular keywords is how he's going to be found. Now, we also create content for him on Bing. And then we'll submit him to popular directories. Now, I believe you mentioned, if I'm not mistaken, Blake, you have a personal Facebook page by chance?
Yes.
Okay. We can create one for you for the business, right, for your services, but it is created through your personal one. It is included in the package, but that's at your discretion if you want us to create one or not. But it would be one pertaining to your services, not your personal one. So this way you still have access to it. Okay.
Okay.
So that is an option for you. Now, what we'll do is also list them on other directories that are popular, you know, within your area, Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, which are just to name a few. And then we'll create like a website, right? That's Google compliant and mobile friendly. It is a one-page, five-tab. We can list, you know, like a description about his services, areas that he would service. And we'll make sure that that website is also attached where we're listing the business, right?
Okay.
We do include the voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and then we give them exposure on mobile devices, which includes covering iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So whenever those devices are being used searching for those services, they'll also be able to find him as well, okay?
Okay.
So that's with the local-only package. Now, we had also discussed the Google Ads, and I don't know if you're real familiar with those and how they work, but the Google Ads are the ones that you'll see at the very top of the page.
Right.
The Google Ads, there's a couple of ways that you can utilize them. One would be either targeting specific zip codes, counties, or targeting by mile radius, right?
Okay.
With the Google Ads, you could target up to 100 miles if you wanted. If he went with that package, which is our Premier Platinum package, then he would be looking at $449 a month, with the $99 setup fee. So that one is $548 to get started, and then $449 every month after that. So the only difference between the two is that the Premier Platinum package includes Google Ads. So he would, in fact, have two primary positions on Google, the local map as well as the Google Ads on top.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All of our packages, just so you know, I know you mentioned, you know, the trial, let's give it like 3 months, see how it works, right? All of our packages do come with a 2-month verbal commitment, but you pay monthly. All packages come with a customized tracking and reporting system. This way, you know, you can track all your keywords, view your campaigns, you know, see how many clicks you're receiving, where they perform the search, how many phone calls you're getting from new customers. So you're really going to be able to track your results with our client dashboard access that we provide to you. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell me the numbers on the local only, the first package.
Local only to get started would be $298. Every month after that is $199 a month. And that'll get him within a 20-mile radius. Going with a Premier Platinum package, I mean, if he wanted to cover up to 100 miles, he can. He could cover by specific zip codes or counties, which would get him found outside of his local area. If he wanted to just target 50 or 60 miles, he can do that too. That one would be $548 to get started, and then every month after that is $449.
So 548, does the 548 include the first month?
But yes. So for example, the first, like today, you would pay the 548, right? The next payment would not be due until the following month, which would be the 30th of June, and that would be the 449. So if you went with the local only, then it'd be the 298 today, and then it wouldn't be due because it is the 31st. So usually then the payment would be taken out the last day of the month, which would be the 30th, right?
Gotcha. Okay. So, yeah, we've only, actually, I said 3 weeks. He actually has to, his internship ends at the end of July, so it's only 2 months is all we can really do anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
So.
And what I would recommend is this, you know, because you mentioned that it ends at the end of July, right?
Right.
So, and then what are you doing after the internship?
I'm going back to school.
How exciting.
Yeah.
This is awesome for you. Listen, stay in school. Like I tell my kids, work smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
I have a daughter right now. She's at Boston University. She's got one more year left. She's studying to be an engineer.
Oh,
that's always been her goal.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, it's... I'll tell you, that girl is like, her nose stays in the books. Even during the holidays, she's like, there's no downtime for me.
Right.
And this is my time to always stay ahead. So good for you. That's awesome. Yeah she was supposed to go to Arizona for, in fact, an internship. So
that's what, an internship here. And so I figured, you know, let's help him out, see what he can do. It's a sales type internship. So, you know.
How exciting. Oh, yeah. That's going to be awesome. You know, you definitely want to get the experience, right? And then one thing that I would recommend too, because we'll also help you like monitor reviews, right? So anytime, let's say someone leaves your review across one of the major review sites, you know, you'll get this notification letting you know like, hey, there's a review that was left. So you get to see it before it even posts. So if you have worked with anybody, I would recommend, you know, we can provide you a tiny URL that you could send to them. And it's just a matter of them clicking on it. It takes like about less than 2 minutes and they just leave you a review, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool.
Okay. So which did you guys decide you're most comfortable with?
I would think the local to start.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. So what I'm going to do first is I'm going to send you everything in writing. What's the best email? This is wherever we would send correspondence from us as well as your receipt. So what email would be the best email for you?
That would be blake.turpo@gmail.com. That is B-L-A-K-E dot T-U-R-P-E-A-U.
Okay. blakeandbrian@gmail.com. Okay. Now, are either one of you familiar with Facebook ads? Have you guys ever seen those?
A little bit.
Okay. So, just to kind of give you a little bit of background on those, right, because we do have a package that includes Facebook ads, and to really be, to be quite honest with you, I believe they have a better conversion rate than as opposed to the Google ads. Google ads are great, right? Google ads work very well if, let's say, you're trying to target those specific zip codes, right? Certain zip codes you want to be found in, or, you know, you're trying to target that 100-mile radius, okay, 70 miles. The Facebook ads, the way they work, and I'll use a perfect example is my husband does dialysis, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I had to find the phone number to his dialysis center. And for whatever reason, I couldn't, I mean, I talked to these people at least four times a month and I couldn't remember the number by heart. So I just went on my iPhone and I just typed in, you know, Fresenius Kidney Care near me. Well, whether I'm doing research on a company that I'm speaking with, whether I'm, you know, just looking at photos on Facebook, I'm now getting these Fresenius Kidney Care ads. Okay. So the way the Facebook ads works is anytime that someone is searching for your specific keywords on Facebook, they're within your area, they're going to see a Facebook ad pop up on their desktop and on their mobile device, depending on where they're searching, what device they're using, right? When they click on that Facebook ad, we can put a call to action button that says call us. They call you directly. Message us. You'll get a Facebook message through your Facebook Messenger, not a text message. Or we can direct them to your website so they can learn more about your company, right? But what it does is it helps you target a relevant audience of either interest by income level or by location. You could target up to 50 miles if you wanted with that one. That package, we do offer it. It would run you $2.99 a month and then the $99 setup fee. So that one's $3.98 and then it's every month after that $2.99. You know, it's always another option for you, but I wanted to make sure that in case you were interested, if you're really interested in ads, I would recommend going rather with the Facebook ads than the Google ads.
Let's just do the SEO right now. That's
with the local? You got it. Okay.
And
so the first thing that I'm going to do is I'll send you two emails. Okay. So the first email, what it's going to say is Google Advertising. Both of them will be coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash.
Okay.
And so the first one that'll say the Google Advertising, it's going to have everything outlined that we just discussed.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll show you the pricing in there, everything that's included. I'll throw in an example of a website just to kind of give you a general idea of how it'll look.
Sure. Now the one-page website, is that considered like a splash page? What is that considered?
Yeah, it's a splash page. It's basically what it is. It's a one-page, five tab. So
yeah, and that's,
it's
needs to the one page, I think.
Yeah, and honestly, I don't think he needs anything like too customized. You know, especially because it is an internship.
Right.
You know, so I would recommend going with this one. I mean, I think it's going to be the most beneficial, right?
Right. Right.
Okay.
And tell me what that first package includes again. Tell me what all that includes.
So the first package will include first page placement on Google in the local map section.
Yeah.
We'll also create content for you on Bing. We will submit you as well to popular directories. So through Blake's personal Facebook, we're going to create him one for the business, right, for his services. But it's created through his personal one, so this way he still has access to it. So that way, I mean, he could still be found on Facebook, you know, especially with marketplaces. You know, you want to make sure a lot of times people are saying, hey, I'm looking for, you know, XYZ, any recommendations? So it kind of puts, you know, your feelers out there, right? Social media is really taking off. You know, wherever you can get yourself listed, why not? Now, and we'll create that. We won't run Facebook ads, but we'll create the Facebook page, and then we'll also list them on Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB. Those are just to name a few, but of course the most popular directories.
Okay.
And then we'll also build that splash page, which is a one-page five tab, right? It's going to basically, it's, we could put a mission statement, you know, we write a bio about his business. We'll list, you know, the different services that he's offering pertaining to the insurance, right?
Right.
And then we'll make sure as well that that is attached where we're listing the business. So now when they click on that website, it allows them to kind of get to know more about his company. Okay. And then, of course, we do include the mobile platform package and the voice-activated searches, which are Google Home, Amazon Alexa, smartphones, iPhones, Androids, tablets. And then he'll also have the direct access to the Google Analytics, which is going to allow him to go into that tracking and reporting system and view his results. So this way he can track on, you know, how many clicks he's getting, where they performed that location of the search, how many phone calls he received. So he'll be able to also track all of that. So I'm sending out the first email. The second email, it will be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. And what that does is it gives him an overview of the reporting system. So this way he can get familiar with it on how the reports will look.
Okay.
Okay? And then on this number, you can receive text messages, right, to the number that we're speaking on?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to send you 3 text messages, okay? So the first text message that I'm going to be sending, it's going to have my contact information. It is at the bottom of the email, but I do like to provide it anyways. Keep in mind, I'm what's considered the lead on the account, right? But it's always good for you to have my information as well. And then I'm going to send you, and it'll have my number, my extension. Then I'm also going to send you a second message that's going to have the number to customer support. And please let me know once those come through, Blake. I want to make sure you got received them. The second one will have the number to customer service. So any time that you have a modification, a question, a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact customer service. Okay, we're here Monday through Friday from 7 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, which I believe you guys are 3 hours ahead, so for you it would be 10 to 7. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And then let's see here. And then I think I heard your phone beep.
Yeah.
I heard a little beep. Okay.
Yeah, I got the first message.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm sending you now customer service. And then the third message that I'm going to send is going to have a link, which is to a YouTube video. Okay. It is about 6 minutes long. Make sure to watch the video, you and your dad, if he wants to see it as well. It's going to give you a demonstration, on how you go in and view your reports to get familiar with logging in. It's super simple. Nothing too complicated, but I do want you to get familiar with it, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. And then, so now, Blake, are you going to be the one in charge of your account, like changes or anything like that, or are you going to give your dad authorization as well?
No, I'll be the one in charge.
Okay. And then, let's see here. Now, and your last name, how do you pronounce it again? I don't want to mess it up.
Turpo.
Turpo. Okay. Yeah. All right. And then.
Well, do I have an option to allow my dad to be an editor?
You do, and that's why I asked. Because let's say, Blake, you didn't have time to call us to make a change, right? You wanted to make an update or something to the account, right?
Yeah.
You could give your dad authorization, and that's why I asked, because I would like to notate it on the account that he does have authorization to call in the event that a change needs to be made or what have you. Your dad can also make changes.
Okay, well, I'll give him authorization then.
Okay. I'm just saying, just in case if you're like, hey, Dad, can you do me a favor and call and make this change? I don't have time, you know?
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what's your dad's first name again? I'm sorry.
Aaron, A-A-R-O-N.
Okay. And then, Aaron, what is your phone number? Because if you were to call in, they are going to verify you by your phone number.
678.
Uh-huh.
522.
Okay.
6548.
Okay, and I'll repeat it back to you. 678-522-6548, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so I'll notate that on there. And then... Now, the phone number, Blake, that we're going to have listed for clients to contact you on, that's going to be the 678-270-0773, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, business name. How do you want us to list it?
Just Blake Turpo, my name.
Okay. All right. Now, we're also going to have Google send out that PIN code to you. The PIN code, it's going to come in the mail. It'll look like a postcard. That's what's going to make you the red dot on the map. What address are we going to have them mail it to? And I will make sure that the address is hidden because we don't want your address showing up there.
Exactly. That was my concern.
Yeah. So. No. He's considered, he's what's considered like a business that's a home office, right? Majority of
right.
businesses, the only time their address shows is if they have a showroom or it's a brick and mortar. So
gotcha.
The address is always going to be hidden.
Yeah. So it'll be his home address.
Okay.
And, that's what,
and what's
that's
the address?
It's 4400.
4400?
Park Center Drive.
Park Center Drive?
Correct.
Okay.
Is it going to be a problem because you all have another business listed at that address? Is that going to confuse Google or not?
It just might. What other business is listed there?
Purple Enterprises. Aaron.
Okay.
Me.
Yeah. Yeah, to be honest with you, yes, it will. I'm glad that you mentioned that because if we were to PIN verify him at that address,
mm-hmm.
it might mess up yours. Hold on one second. Let me check my manager real quick.
Yeah.
Because it's always better to be safe than sorry.
I don't need confusion.
Right? We don't need confusion. We don't need you kicked off.
Exactly.
Although, Blake, I know your dad's trying to really get you out there, but we don't want to
yeah.
ruin his. Okay.
Right.
Hey, Mom, I got a quick question. I don't have this time to talk. And I'm trying to call. As far as you know, you all don't have anything Google business listed as left at your address, do you? You don't have Google, a business listed on Google at your address, do you?
Uh-uh.
Okay. No Aaron Group or anything at your address.
Foundation.
Is it listed at your address?
I don't know.
But it's not on Google, though.
I'm trying to look it up right now. What did he say his company name was again, Blake?
Oh, my dad?
Yeah.
Purple. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, hold on. Or my first and last name. I'm on two different phone calls on that one.
We're like multitasking over here, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm looking to see.
We don't know anything.
It's Atlanta, or he's, did he used to be Atlanta, Georgia?
Yeah, we're still in Atlanta.
You're
yeah.
still in Atlanta. Okay, hold on,
yeah.
sweetheart. I'm looking at one thing real quick.
We just need to use the address to Google account.
How's the weather over there right now?
It's pretty nice today. Pretty nice. I mean, it's been raining all the other days. So.
Has it? Oh, man. Yeah, we got really hot weather over here.
Oh, that's good.
Let me see.
All right, so we're going to go on another topic there. So.
Okay. All right, we have a different address that we can.
You do. I was just going to suggest that I would recommend doing a different address.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the best if your dad's not sure.
That was on the phone, just verifying that I can do that. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So we could definitely do a different address.
Okay. Benton. Yeah. Let me know when you're ready.
I am ready.
All right. The address is 1701.
Uh huh.
Adams Drive.
Uh-huh.
Atlanta, Georgia.
Is it a south? Is it southwest or northwest? I have a couple of them
southwest.
Coming up.
Southwest?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's 30311 is the zip code?
Yes.
Awesome. I have a system that it'll automatically start giving me suggestions as I'm typing in an address. Okay, perfect. So 1701 Adams Drive South, Atlanta, Georgia, 30311, correct?
Southwest, correct.
Southwest, yeah.
Southwest, yes.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. And the business name you have is Blake Turpo, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. All right, cool.
Yeah.
And the reason I was asking is because if he changes the nature of the business that he's doing, we could still keep it at his name at that address. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely. So let's say he decides he wants to continue, right? Just continue keeping it going, and then he decides to change the name.
Yeah.
So in that case, all he has to do is update it. I mean, if we're still managing it for him, he's just got to let us know so that way we can update it. There might, just so you know, there might be that chance that Google might say, okay, we're going to send out a new PIN code. If that's the case, that would be the worst case scenario. Typically, it's just a matter of modifying it, but there is that possibility that Google might say, well, we need to send out a repin. Okay? So just so you guys are aware.
Okay, so this Adams Drive, they're going to send a mailing out to there?
They're going to send, yes, they will send the PIN code for Blake's to that address. So I don't know if you've ever received one in the past, but it'll almost look like a postcard, and it'll say Google at the top. Okay.
Yeah.
Once, if someone else, if someone else gets that mail, tell them it's not junk mail. Don't throw it away. We need the PIN code. Okay. All right. Awesome. And then.
That should be within the next week.
He'll get the PIN code within 6 to 10 days. That PIN code's going to come in the mail.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And then, let's see, the next thing here. So the card that we're using, what's the exact name on the card?
All right. Hold on.
Okay.
It's my name, and then it has my business name up under it.
Okay. And Aaron, is it just your first and last name, or is there like a middle initial?
Middle initial M.
Okay. And then Turpo, right?
Correct. And Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, M as in money, and then Turpo. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I like that. M as in money, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And then what's the company name that's on it?
Turpo Enterprises.
Okay. And the billing address for that one?
Is the 4400 Park Center Drive. Park Center is two words.
Uh-huh.
Southwest. And that's Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
30331.
You said 30231?
No, 30331.
Oh, 30331. Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover?
American Express.
Okay. And I'm ready for the card number when you are. I'll repeat it back to you as you're reading it.
Sure. 3723.
3723. 228335. 3506. 35006. And expiration month and year?
0327.
03 of the year 27. And the CVV code on the front?
6905.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm not 6906.
6906. Okay. So I'm not going to process the payment yet. I want you to listen in, Blake, because what I'm going to do, Aaron, is I'm going to walk you through what's called a 90-second voice verification, okay? Because you are the one paying for this. It's clear protection. What it's going to do is going to outline our service agreement, And as I mentioned, it's an added form of protection for you as well that we send in writing along with the invoice. Okay.
Okay.
As I am walking you through it, if there is anything that you do not understand, just do me a favor and stop me and just say, Nadine, what does that mean? And what I'll do is I'll review it and then I'll rephrase it. I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process the payment. Okay? Sound good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of the business.
Blake Turpo.
Okay. And please state your name.
Aaron Turpo.
And Aaron, what is your title within the company? It could be co-owner. It could be that you're the father paying for the advertising.
Father paying for advertising.
Okay. And that is for your son, Blake Turpo, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So just to confirm, I know that Blake is the primary on the account. However, he does authorize you as well to make changes to the account in the event that he cannot make a change. Is that correct, Blake?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Now, Aaron, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yeah.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And this will apply to both of you. Okay, the next questions moving forward. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And mainly they're going to be contacting Blake, but just so you both know that once you start having more online presence, you might have another company calling, you know, trying to sell you another product. You don't have to entertain the conversation. They are not related to us, so we will not call you to ask you for more money. You could just tell them, I'm already working with a company, and just don't even entertain the phone call, okay? But just be aware, okay?
All right.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And what that means is we're not saying that you can't do additional marketing. We're just saying that before you do, give us a call and let us know just so we can reference and make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We do not want you spending more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is May 31st, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $298. This is a two-month verbal agreement. Your next payment will be renewed on June 30th, 2022, in the discounted amount of $199. When the term is completed, okay, your agreement will automatically renew each month, whether it be on the 30th or the 31st day, because you know how the months change.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it'll automatically be charged on the 31st day. If it's, you know, 30 days in the month, then it'll be on the 30th, okay, because it is a recurring payment. However, you may discontinue your agreement at any time once you've completed the 2 months. All we ask is that you call us at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So this way you're not incurring charges. Okay? So when the term is completed, please keep in mind that it'll automatically renew each month on the 31st or the 30th day. Okay? You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So, didn't confuse you guys in any way. You both understand that if you're going to suspend it or cancel it once you've completed your 2 months, just make sure you call us at least 3 business days before the next billing. Okay?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do now is I'll be updating the package, and then I'm going to process the payment. The next thing that we're going to do before we go over notes, and they're just going to be basic notes for the technician because we're going to schedule what's called a client interview. The client interview, basically, you're going to be speaking with one of our techs, and they're going to talk to you about the website, your keywords. They're basically crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's, okay? Now, we do block out an hour. We'd like to make it at a time that's convenient for you. I like to make it the earliest as possible based upon availability for you as well. It can take anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little longer, just depending on how many questions or details you have. Okay. How does your schedule look? Let me see the calendar if we have anything available for late today. It looks like I do have an appointment available today. Would be between, let's see, I have one between 5 and 6. Do you think that time will work for you?
Yes, 5 and 6 Eastern time.
Yes, any time that I give you is going to be based at your time. It would be 2 o'clock for us, but for you, it would be 5 to 6.
Okay, you say 5 o'clock, 5:15?
So they would actually, so what I would do is block it out, right? That means that they'll call you from an 877 number between 5 and 6 o'clock, okay? So I could ask them to kind of call you. It just depends because they might be finishing up a call and might not be able to get to you until 5:30. But they're going to call you within that hour time frame,
okay?
And they will be calling on Blake's number. So, Dad, if you want to be there, you know, just to kind of go over any additional stuff, they'll be able to better assist, okay?
Okay.
So let me set you up for that time. Now, in a few, like minute or two, you're going to receive both an email and you're also going to receive a text message with your initial invoice. Okay. We send it to both. So that should be coming through any minute now. Now I'm also going to do this and it'll have your dad's name on it, Blake, only because the receipt will be in his name because he's the one who made the payment, okay?
Right.
And then we'll go over that in a second. What I am going to do here, excuse me, I'm over here, I'm losing my voice already, and it's only Tuesday. It's been feeling like a Monday all day, though. I hope you guys enjoyed the holiday weekend.
Yeah, it's very nice.
That's awesome. Yeah, we were at a church function on Sunday, and, oh, man, I feel like all the hollering and screaming with the games that we were playing. now it's affecting me today, right?
Yeah.
All right, so.
So, maybe let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
Can you finish the rest of the call with Blake? Because I do have a 4 o'clock.
Absolutely, absolutely. The last thing that I will need you to do, and I mean, you can do it once Blake and I disconnect. There's going to be the receipt. When you guys open it up, you're going to click on where it says click here for the initial invoice. It'll take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. You're going to scroll all the way down to the bottom. And Aaron, you're just going to click on the little box that says that you certify you're the authorized user and holder of the credit card. You're going to type your name exactly as it reads on there with no period after the M, and then you'll submit signature. When you do that, you'll also see it asking you for username and password. That'll tell you that it accepted it. And then I'll explain to Blake what all that means. But just so you know, FYI, okay?
Okay. He's got me signing it now.
Okay.
But as far as username and password.
Is it asking you for one?
Hold on. I'm going to confirm signature. Hold on.
Okay. And then it should ask you for, like, a username and password.
Please accept the terms by checking off the above box.
Yeah, if you got to make sure that you clicked on the little box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and all the information is accurate and correct. That's saying that it is your name on the card.
Yeah, so now it's asking for username and password.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. So what that is we don't have the username and password yet. Once they create the customized tracking and reporting system, this is where you guys would go in to view his reports. So I wanted to make sure you saw that part. Okay, save the receipt for the tax purposes because you know it's a write-off, Aaron. I mean, I'm sure I don't have to tell you that, but I like to remind everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll finish up the rest of the call with Blake. All right?
Okay.
Pleasure speaking with you. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, Blake. So now what we're going to do here, we're going to go over some notes, okay? These are just going to be basic notes for the technicians so that they know where to start from, okay? Now,
Okay. Tomorrow,
when you have your client interview, just a reminder that they will call you from an 877 number, okay? They're going to call your phone number. So just make sure to answer all calls within that hour, okay? And they'll call you a couple of times. You know, if you don't answer the first time, they'll try you again before they even reschedule it, okay?
That'll be tomorrow.
That's going to be today. Oh, my gosh. What am
okay,
I thinking?
Today.
No, I just sent you the email as well with your reminder for your client interview. So today they're going to call you between 5 and 7 o'clock from an 877 number. So just make sure that you answer all calls within that hour, okay? And they're also going to send you a friendly reminder an hour before, which you're probably going to get in the next couple minutes because we're going to go over your notes right now, and I want to make sure those are done before your client interview, okay? So
okay.
I know you and I had talked about, for example, we were discussing your insurance. So we want to talk about, do you want to mention yourself as a broker or how do you want to, health insurance, we said life, life insurance,
yes, life and accident and health, or no, accident and sickness, life, accident and sickness, those are the correct terms to use.
Sickness insurance, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to put insurance sales because that's what you're really doing, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then you don't have any SEO, and then we're going to list it. Blake, what is your – how do I find you on Facebook? All right, can you – I was going to say if you can. I'm going to try to see if I can find it, but if not, you can also copy the URL at the top, you know, of your Facebook –
uh-huh.
The link, and then you can send it to me in a text message. But let me see if I can find you.
Yeah.
Is it just your first and last name, sweetie?
Yes.
What does your profile pic look like?
It should be a toddler in a suit.
Oh, it's just, I see one with like a little post, right, in a suit?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Is that you when you were little?
Yes, it is.
How adorable.
Yeah.
Cute. Oh, my gosh. Look at you. Little young man there.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll use that so that way they can create it through that one, and then I'm going to put here, yes. We're going to do that splash page for you. I'm going to just have them make you like a little business logo, you know, it's included.
Okay.
Let's see what else. We're going to keep it local only just to kind of get your feet wet there, right? See how it goes. Do you prefer method of contact to be phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
Let's do phone calls.
Phone call.
Phone and text.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then now you do have the option if you want, Blake, instead of them seeing your physical phone number, we could put a tracking number that'll be linked to your phone. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
It allows you to be able to track your calls, and it also, there's an app that you can download so you can see the phone calls and the messages that you're getting. Do you want us to add that? It's an option for you. It's included. Do you want a tracking number?
Yeah. Let's do it. Just use that.
Okay.
What's the name of that app?
When you speak with the technician today, they're going to go over that with you. So I'm putting that, yes, you want the tracking number and the app. So they'll go over that with you. And then your hours of operation, what do you want to be listed for? Like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday, yeah, or let's say,
like 8 to 6, 8 to 5. What do you prefer?
Let's do, 10 to 5.
10 to 5. And here I am trying to give you long hours.
No,
okay. Monday through Friday.
Yeah. Monday.
Okay. 10 to 5. And then do you want to list like forms of payments or anything like that?
Let's not do that yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then I got that there. Let's see. Today is, I can't believe we're already going into June. Is that crazy or what?
No. Yeah, time flies by. Super fast.
Tell me about it. I'm like, man. It's coming too quick. That means I'm getting older every year, even quicker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay. The last thing I want to go over with you, okay, because I know your dad's on the phone. So,
mm-hmm.
He had a meeting, right? Now,
right.
They are going to call you, like I mentioned, from an 877 number. So, like I said, just make sure to answer all calls within that hour. You'll actually get a reminder an hour before your client interview. They'll let you, just to kind of give you that reminder that it's coming up. Now, as far as the timeline, okay, because that's why I wanted to do your appointment today, because we're going to be moving very quickly. Within 6 to 10 days, you're going to receive that PIN code in the mail from Google. Make sure if anyone else gets the mail to let them know that you're receiving that PIN code and not to throw it away. Once you get the PIN code, we need it. The technician will go over it with you as well. Okay. Now, within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed within all the popular directories, okay? And we're also going to send you your login credentials for your client dashboard. We'll send you a separate email with the link, the username, and the password that you can update to a password of your choice, okay, so you can start viewing your reports and tracking it. Now, within 7 to 14 days, the website's going to be completed. We'll send it to you to review, Blake, to let us know if there's any changes that need to be made before we have it go live. What it does state in our terms and conditions is that for you to have first page placement, it can take between 30 to 45 days. I will tell you that I have many times seen it happen sooner. We do like to underpromise and overdeliver, okay?
Okay.
There's been times it's happened sooner. So this is why I stress to you that when you get that PIN code, provide us the PIN code, okay? And as these things are being completed, we'll be sending you notifications letting you know you're live in the Facebook page, your directories, you're live in the local listings. So we're going to keep you in the loop as these things are being completed, okay?
Right. Okay.
All right. Other than that, you're all set. You just got your client interview today, and I want to be the first, Blake, to welcome you to our local Splash family, and I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited for you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Likewise, and go good with this internship in school. I wish you all the best, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Okay, you take care now.
All right, you too.
All righty. Bye-bye.